I hope you're excited about going home. I tell you, you better get ready. Are you ready to go home? Turn, if you will, in your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I want you to read with me, or just look on as I read. There's several passages of Scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Listen to what Jesus says. And I want you to listen very closely today. Some of you said, are you preaching on the end of time? Well, I'm preaching on getting close to the end of time, okay? Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. Now, in Luke chapter 6, we have a parable that describes the same, and it reads like this. Luke 6, 48, or 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And the floods rose and the streams beat violently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the words. And Lord, as we read in the Word, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will quicken these words to our heart. For if we do not understand them, or the Holy Spirit does not enlighten us, we will not understand these words. And Lord, if there's someone here today that is not ready for your coming, today might be that day that they get their life right with you. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Well, are you ready? You cannot be ready until you come to Jesus, okay? You're not ready for the end of time unless you've already given your life to Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says here that there's a storm coming, and Jesus records that one dug deep the foundation to lay his house upon. Let me ask you today, have you dug deep the foundation? I know a lot of buildings that have been built over the years, and I've watched them lay the foundation, and they've dug deep down to the rock. I never will forget the one in Jacksonville. A skyscraper was going up, and we passed by that skyscraper every day as they were building the foundation. And down below, you could see down in the ground how far they had dug, and it was way down. And they'd poured concrete and steel, and they were building that foundation to hold that building up. We know there's a lot of hurricanes come through Florida. Well, they want that building to stand when those hurricanes have come. Now, Jesus Christ wants you and I to build a life upon the Word of God, and he says, dig deep the foundation. And this is our warning. If we don't have the right foundation, and we've dug shallow ground or sandy ground, we're going to fall when the storms come. You see, you don't have to strongly oppose Jesus Christ to flounder like a fish out of water. You don't have to be an atheist or an agnostic to die and go to hell. All you have to do is nothing. You sit and you sit and you sit and don't do anything about Jesus Christ, and the Bible tells you that one day you will die, and because you have done nothing with Jesus Christ, you'll spend an eternity in hell. And what a description Jesus says of American civilization today. We have a lot of hearing the word. If you go to any church today, you might hear the word of God being preached, and people know all about Jesus Christ. They've heard the Bible since they were young people or young children, but yet they haven't dug deep their foundation. And the Bible says the storms will come and our lives will crumble. How deep have you dug your foundation? If you have just built on shallow ground, then you're not ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You must dig deep the foundation, the only foundation. Someone sent me a text this morning and said that one of the evangelistic people today that preach down in Houston in a big building says that everything is all right. No matter what you do, God will see you through. Live the way you want to. Man, that's very shallow. That's the foundation we have dug today in America. Jesus Christ is the only foundation. Hearing His word and obeying the word is the only way you'll get to heaven. The Bible says unless you repent, unless you turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. We believe in Jesus. A lot of people believe in Jesus. The Bible says the devil believes in Jesus. But we need to believe that He is the only foundation. He rose and He died for our sin, and He's coming again, like Brother Teddy sing about. He is coming again, and we must believe the word and take it into our heart, right here. Take it into our heart and build on that foundation of Christ, the solid rock. Now the question is, once again, how deep have you dug your foundation in repentance? A lot of people, some professing Christians, all their digging has been on shallow ground, not very deep. We have a lot of churches today, a lot of people going to churches. Someone says they're real wide, but about that deep. They have no theology. They don't know what God's word says. They built their life on everything but Jesus Christ. Have you dug deep in repentance? Have you continued to lay the foundation upon Jesus Christ? Why should I lay the foundation? Why, you say, preacher, should I lay this foundation deep? Well, Jesus tells you right here in the Word of God. You need to lay the foundation deep because the storm is coming. The storm is coming. Now, preacher, what are you talking about? Everybody has storms to come upon them. We all have storms, don't we? But the Word of God here, if you read it in Matthew and Luke, let me just turn back over to Luke. It says, He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid on the foundation of the rock, and the floods arose, and the streams beat violently against the house. Let me tell you something. Jesus teaches of an incoming storm that the conditions are not going to be very good. Let me tell you, they are to be worse and worse, and the worst storm that you could ever imagine. Jesus says it's disastrous. think with me and pay attention. Job says, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. You ever sit and watch the sparks fly upward out of a fire? There's a lot of them, aren't they? We have a lot of troubles. This last year, we lost 16 precious souls. They died. I performed 16 services. Two of them was my own family. 34-year-old and a 10-year-old. Folks, we know there's storms in life. And we know of diseases this last year. I have been by bedsides and I've been in the nursing homes of people that once were here in our church but now cannot remember who I am. They cannot remember who their loved ones are. Folks, those are storms. Those are diseases. We watched just a few months ago as a tornado ripped through Rolette and destroyed those houses. We watched, I think it was 10, who died in that storm. Oh, we know about storms. We know about death. As we face the everyday conditions in life, we know about storms. But what Jesus is talking about, I watched a few years back a show on television. It was called The Perfect Storm. It was about a ship that was caught out in the ocean, and these men were on this boat out there, and they thought they might make it. But this storm was a violent storm. Everything, a perfect storm, everything that possibly can go wrong goes wrong, and everything has to be just right, and everything moves in just the right manner to create that perfect storm. And that hurricane had all the elements in the weather that came together to make this a killer storm. Destroyer of life. That's what Jesus is talking about. A perfect storm. When all the circumstances come together to create the worst possible scenario in our life. And Jesus Christ prophesied of a time unprecedented trouble in our day. He prophesied of the perfect storm. Let me read to you about the perfect storm. Matthew, if I can find it. I know it's the first book of the New Testament. Brother Bill taught me that from his sermons. Listen as Jesus describes this perfect storm. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Does that sound like America today? Think of it. And then many of you will be offended, will betray one another and hate one another. Oh, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness should abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then will come the end. Now, what Jesus is talking about here, I believe, is what we're seeing today in the world, especially in America today. We're seeing the prophecy of the end of time, I believe with all my heart, coming to a close. Now, folks, we better be digging deep. We better dig deep the foundation. Many will come in my name. Man, wars and rumors. Did you know there's 40-something wars going on right now? 40-something wars. Drug wars. Border wars. Man, wars in which over in France, people are bombing and killing. And man, in Britain, they're bombing and killing. Wars of crime. Wars of hate of ethnic persons. Wars in Ukraine, wars in Syria. You see it all day long on every television. And they, you know what? People are killing God's people, Christians, out of hate. Many will rise up and you'll be betrayed. North Korea just developed that missile that can reach America. It will reach America one of these days, and we'll be fighting among ourselves. We'll be fighting amongst people. It's got to where we have no leaders in our country. All you have to do is turn on the television and look at the politics that are going on. We have no leaders in America. I heard someone say this morning, "Preacher, who you think we ought to vote for?" Well, put my name in there. It'll be about as good as what we've got. Folks, we are in a mess in America. And it started when we decided that we were smarter than God and we would take His name out of our families, out of our schools, out of our businesses, and say, we don't need God. The perfect storm is coming. Never in my day would I have dreamed the churches would ordain gay and lesbian pastors. Man, I tell you what, where do they find that in the Word of God? It's where it says they, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And He has blinded them. They don't see it. The storm is coming. Now listen, I heard a lot about this since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I've heard preachers preaching on this passage of Scripture, and they would insinuate that His return would be at any moment. Folks, I believe in all my heart it's coming at any moment. I don't know exactly when. I'm not going to put a date on it, but in my lifetime, I believe we'll see God's coming. And I believe it's true. He's coming again. But today we've come to the place where we have not the faintest sense of the emergency that we're in, that we need to turn our country back to God. You know, it's the end of time. Our world has become more and more fragile. Our society is changing, and God says there's a storm coming, and it's the perfect storm. All the ingredients are going to be lined up. It was no accident that our Supreme Court justice died when he did. They're saying, you know, we need to get another conservative judge in there. I don't know where you're going to find too many. Man, you know, we're in a mess. Christians are persecuted and being run out of Iraq in masses. We've seen them killed. Even as we speak now, they're being killed, tortured, beheadings. Man, you see ISIS and what they've done over the years, children cut in two. Of course, Islam is engaged in a jihad, and they serve Allah by killing Christians. That's you and I. And if we invite them here, I'm not speaking against them. Somebody would probably say, well, you're going to have a hate crime here. I'm not speaking against them. I love them. But let me tell you something. You stay away from rattlesnakes. Amen. And we are engaged in war in the Middle East, in the Ukraine. They're shooting planes out of the sky over there. our borders. It's not safe to go to Mexico. We were going back down there for a mission trip, and they said, don't go. You may not make it back. In Korea, in China. What about World Health? That Zika virus. It's no accident. God knew it was coming. I believe he probably sent it, you see. We think we're smart. Ebola last year, Zika this year. What is it going to be next year? All of these things, we ought to be bowing down on our knees and saying, God, help us. But no, we don't do things like that. We just keep pushing God further away and thinking, oh, we'll come up with a solution for this problem. Pestilence. We wonder about, oh, well, we want to blame it on the global warming. God says there'll be that. Flooding, disasters, earthquakes. You know, growing up, I was trying to think the other day, I had never heard of an earthquake anywhere besides down in Mexico or out on in that, what's that little country on the other side of our, it's California. Man. But now we're having them in Texas. We blame it on everything, but it's really the end of times, I believe. You see, these things are coming. And culture wars, Ferguson was no accident. It's happening. We're a nation divided. We're splitting. We have battle over everything, including God's word, and the morals are being chipped away every day in our society. And we're wondering about if we can just hold on. Let me tell you something. This election is very important. I'm not telling you who to vote for. You go vote your Christian conscience. But you go vote. Because if you don't, you're part of the problem. And don't you complain about how it's run. You see, our world is heading for the perfect storm. And Jesus says, listen, people, you dig deep the foundation. Now, there's five factors commentators have suggested that will make the perfect storm. And one of them is religion. Religion. Let me read you this. Brother Bill, he's my commentary. I mean, Brother Bill, he got it. I don't know if he looks on Facebook or what, but he's got it. Listen to this. And I'm not talking about this denomination, okay? I'm not talking about this denomination put out this report, all right? They put out this report. Presbyterian Church expected to lose 400,000 members by 2020. The reason behind the exodus is liberal theology and full-blown apostasy. The Presbyterian Church of the United States of America has taken a pro-homosexual stance. The General Assembly of Presbyterian Churches approved the ordination of homosexuals as pastors, elders, and deacons. They put this out, not me, not a Baptist, the Presbyterians. The majority of the Presbyterian Church of the United States, pastors and members, according to the denomination, own data, completely deny the deity of Jesus Christ. What we're seeing there is a fulfillment. It goes on, but that's already made me sick. A fulfillment of Bible prophecy. You know, it's tragic, but the Lord warns us ahead of time that this will happen, and I've got a feeling it'll happen in the Baptist church also. Not this one. We're going to dig deep the foundation. I don't believe it'll happen in the true Southern Baptist convention, but we have liberal conventions also. And it will happen there if it's not already happening. And listen, Jesus says there's time will come when the religions will fail, and then politics. Nobody wants to solve the problem. They want to just call each other liars. Economy. Man, the economy is going down. You know, I can't find America in the prophecy in the back, but you know what? It's probably, we'll be so weak and unimportant that we won't have an interest in it. And that's sad. And then it says war and geophysical events. That's the earthquakes and things, global warming and all kinds of things like this. Jesus says a time will come when men's hearts will fail them. That's true. I believe one of these days the economy will fall out, and those rich people and the people that invested their things in the things of the world will, like they did back in the Depression, go out and commit suicide because they've lost everything they've tried to gain. You see, the Bible says you cannot lay treasures up here on earth. You lay treasures up in heaven, and you would have to be you would have to have your head buried in the sand not to agree with me that the storm is here. And I believe we're living in the last days. And the Bible says things will be shaken. And that's what we see today. Oh, it may last for another 30 years, but let me tell you something. It's coming quicker than you think. Anna Lotz Graham says she believed it's her generation. Well, let me tell you something. That's our generation. Bill was telling me something else. I looked it up, and it's true. They're having a revival amongst the Jews in Israel. Huh. And they're going up and down the streets, and they're saying this. For I say to you, you shall not see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they're doing that on the streets of Jerusalem. Who would have thought it? Daddy used to say, thunk it. God thought it years ago. It's part of his plan. Now, folks, when the crisis comes, how will you survive? Well, let me tell you, the tremors are already being felt. I believe all this is tremors, birth pains, the beginning of sorrows. Jesus says, dig deep the foundation. Stand firm on the Word of God. And praise God, Jesus is building his church. He's purifying his church. Listen, if you are part of the kingdom of God, you are a part of his church. And it ought to be a pure church. How are you going to survive? The storm is already coming. And Jesus forewarned us to expect such things. Whatever the case, if we're honest, most of us are facing a storm. Not that perfect storm, but a storm in our own life right now. We've got problems, don't we? People come to me every day, preacher, I'm not worried about the prophetic stuff. I'm worried about right now. I'm in a storm. You have a storm in your heart this morning. You came here. You don't know what to do, where to turn. But you know that you are in a storm of life. And you feel like you're sinking and there's nowhere to turn. How are you going to survive today? In Christ. Christ is the answer. If you will dig deep in repentance, if you will be strong in the Word of God, then you'll be able to overcome the things of this world, because the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than those that are in the world. Now, there should be a great consequence of refusing God's great work. He says, if you build upon the sand, you will fall. You will be lost. Great will be the fall. You know what? One more passage of Scripture. We got plenty of time. We're not hungry. Don't even think about it. Man, listen to this. I'm so excited about it. I've been looking at it for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Listen to this. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. It's talking about in the Old Testament here. In Hebrews, in the Old Testament, it's talking about Moses and when he went up on the mountains and the thunder and the voice of God. Listen to this. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that are things which cannot be shaken, may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Brother, let me tell you something. The church of God cannot be shaken. We're on a solid foundation. If you built, dug deep on the foundation, on the right foundation, man, let me tell you something. Though the heaven and earth be removed, God's word will stand forever. And I am so excited that we live in a day in which we are to be evangelistic. We are to let our light so shine. Is that what you're doing? I think we need to equip ourselves. I'm so excited about our church. I'm so excited. You know, I've been praying for a long time that things will start moving in our church. And God has sent us some people and are sending us people every day that are equipped to do this kind of work, and that we have work going on. Brother Thomas is such a wonderful guy with our working with our children and taking that over. And Brother Dan did a marvelous job. He's sitting on the front, so I say hi to him. He did such a marvelous job. Them kids love him. They still love him. But, you know, the work carries on. And we have so many people that are interested in this. And then Brother Tony, man, I'm so glad God sent him our way. You know, God sent him our way. He's here. Then Teddy, man, I'm so glad. Brother Bill, I'm so glad. Brother Jay fills in for us on the Bible study. I'm so glad. Man, we've got people wanting to help in a young married couples, and man, Brother Kenny and Angela are going to be working in that area, and I surprised that on them. You know it now, don't you? I knew it. I told them last week. But you know, I see excitement amongst everyone, and that's the way it ought to be. We ought to let our light shine, and I think we need to equip ourselves. We're not sitting around waiting for God to rapture me out. I'm not going to do that. I feel like the guys that's sitting over in the Acts saying, you know, why you sit here gazing into heaven? You ought to be telling people that it won't be long till he comes back, just as you seen him go up. Folks, it won't be long. My prayer is, come soon, Lord Jesus. Now, let me tell you, people always say, well, preacher, you know, you believe we're going through the rapture. Well, I believe in the rapture. But let me tell you something. Don't you use that as a crutch to think you're not going to be persecuted, because let me tell you something. The Christian over in Iraq right now, they don't care if it's pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation. They are in tribulation now. And that's the way it may be in America in a couple of years if we don't turn back to God. How will you survive? Well, let me tell you, it's according to what your life is built on. What's your foundation this morning? Have you dug deep? Are you shallow? Let me tell you, I love all of you. I love all of you. I pray for you. But shallow grounded people, they put more importance in things than to do the work. You ought to be here obeying God's word. You ought to be getting in a Bible study on Sunday morning. I don't know if you came to Sunday school this morning or not. or Bible study, whatever you want to call it. But if you didn't, you're probably building on shallow ground. And when someone stands above you with a knife and says, "Do you deny Christ? I'll let you live." You'll probably say, "I don't know him." And then he's going to cut your throat anyhow. Because he's got you to deny Christ. That's shallow. I would hate to think we'd be so shallow to deny our love for our Lord and Savior. But let me tell you, if you don't build on the solid rock, very good. Remember the little girl that in Columbine, the guy shot because she was a Christian? Don't you tell her she's going to escape from the rapture. It may be that we die for Christ. We're sitting here. The storm is coming. The world is passing away, and the lust of it, the Bible says, but he who does the will of God abides forever. And I believe it's already begun. And it's already coming. The question is, how will you survive? Are you ready? Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Break up the unfertile ground and make room for Christ in your heart. Let's stand. And let's sing this song, a cappella. Sing with me. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may come in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word. Lord, if we're here this morning and our hearts are not prepared, we haven't dug deep the foundation. Lord, let us begin by laying the foundation upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ. And if there's someone here that's lost this morning, may they come at the invitation and just say, "I want to trust Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to dig deep in repentance and turn from sin and turn to Christ. For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Would you